It is Take Control Tuesday with my friend Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Manta, I'm really excited about this topic. Today, we're going to talk about our most powerful saving tool and skill. And I have a bracelet as a hint that I'm wearing today. And the hint is use your voice.
Absolutely. That's become a very popular saying. But when it comes to handling your money, we always talk about it's not how much you make, but it's how much you keep. And what we're going to talk about today is a way of keeping your money that doesn't cost you anything, and it's always available. First of all, let's talk about what savings is and what savings isn't. BOGO, right? We all love buy one, get one.
Yes.
BOGO is savings because the extra item goes into your storehouse for, you know, whatever that is for the particular item. So you buy one, you get one free. You're paying essentially half price for two items. Now, when the deal is buy one, get one 50% off, that is not savings. It's what we call cost avoidance, which is good, but it's not savings until you bank the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So let me explain that. If you can buy one dress for $100 and 50% off the second dress, you're going to spend $150 for the two dresses. You can't say, I saved $50 unless you take that $50 and put it in the bank.
Right, and it stays there.
Well, I'll leave that to you how long it seasons,
right,
as we say in the industry. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's cost avoidance. It's good not to spend more than you have to. But once again, unless you bank the savings, you know, if something's 30% off, you didn't save 30%. You just didn't spend 30%.
Right.
Critical difference. So let's talk about how we can save money. What's the skill we're talking about? And it's known as jawboning. Open your mouth and ask for a better deal. It's just as simple. It's moral suasion. It's giving somebody a reason to give you a better deal. Now, you may have to think about it, what that reason is, but that's what jawboning is giving someone a reason to give you a better deal. Now, the two questions that I ask that have been most effective in jawboning is, once a price is given, my question is that the best you can do?
Love it.
Ask that and shut up. This is how this works. Ask the question and be quiet and let them respond. And when they respond, whether it's better or not, your next follow-up question is, really?
Ooh.
Is that the best you can do? And then, really? And see what you get.
Wow.
You got nothing to lose when you try this. You can do this anytime, anywhere, for just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can determine what's appropriate. Now, you can do this so much that you can become annoying. But that's up to you. It's your money. You decide. So jawboning, that's what we're talking about today. Using your mouth in moral suasion to get someone to give you a better deal so you can spend less money and you can save the difference. Now, here's what I want to say to our Christian listeners about jawboning. Samson killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass.
Yep.
Surely you can save yourself some time and money with your jawbone.
That is so, so true. I absolutely love this, and I'm going to try this because I have something that I need to buy, and you already know what it is. I'm using this.
Yeah. Is that the best you can do? Quiet till they answer. And then, really?
Manta, you amaze me. And you can always get great information on his website, which is moneysmartlife.org. And for all of the archives, go to takecontroltuesday.com. Manta, thank you as always.
Thank you.